Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, yes. Kept us another day, y'all. He didn't have to do it, but he did. So much is going on. Like I say it from week to week, from day to day. There's so much going on. Violence filling the land, love of many, waxing cold. Yes, Lord. Every time you turn around, something is taking place in this wicked, evil world without God. Man don't want God, I tell you, but people need the Lord. People need the Lord. I need him. You need him. Everybody needs the Lord. And the enemy knows that. Satan knows that. That's why he's trying to blindside your mind to not to trust God. That's the one you need. A lot of times what you need, people don't want it. They don't want what you need, and what you don't need, that's what you want. That's how that flesh is. Nothing good in that flesh, I tell you. Nothing good in the flesh. Flesh will deceive you. Oh, yes, it will. Anyway, like I said, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We honor you. We magnify you. We exalt your holy and righteous name, oh God. We pray on today, God, that you minister to us in a special way. God, we see the hours growing closer to your coming, oh God. You're soon to come. And God, you said you're coming back for a ready church without spot and without wrinkles in our lives, God. I pray we here at the ready church, God, will make a difference in people's lives, God. You will stir them, oh God. You give them a mind to want to do right, God. Mind to want to serve you, oh God, in this last hour. Can't do right with a do wrong mind on today. We plead the blood of Jesus. We pray for our families on today, oh God, our brothers and sisters, nieces and nephews and children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. We pray for this, our communities, and we pray, oh God, for the sensitive nation that turned their hearts away from truth. We pray for leaders. Oh, my God, we pray for leaders that are misleading people, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, away from truth, oh, God, blindsiding the people's mind on today. We pray against witchcraft and sorcery, oh, God, against this nation, oh, God. You said a nation that forgets God should be cast into hell, oh, God. Your word is truth on today, oh, God. We see the signs of judgment all around about us, God. We pray, oh, God, for that young man, that young woman, oh, God, that don't know which way to turn, oh, God, that enemy's talking to their mind, telling them just end their life. Just, oh, God, we pray over that in the name of Jesus. We bind the hands of suicide over people's minds today, God. We pray in the name of Jesus for families that, oh, God, that are in bereavement, oh, God, at this time, God. We pray that even in this, oh, God, next situation, that someone's heart will be drawn to you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you and praise you for what you've done, what you're going to do as we continue to look to you, oh, God, and trust you, oh, God. You're the author and the finisher of our faith, oh, God. We just pray on today, God, that your will be done. I pray that you think through my mind, speak through my lips of clay, happen to make a difference where it counts, oh, God. We pray that the scales will fall off people's eyes today and they will hear, oh God. Your words say, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church. We are the church. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is still present in the earth today. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. He's still Lord, y'all. In spite of everything we see, the tragic that's going on around about us, the chaos and confusion, and oh, my God, he's still God. Above him, there is no other. Jesus still the way, y'all. I'm telling you, you know, we've been talking about, you know, the heat and everything, but hey, there's a place hotter, going to be hotter than this, and I pray that we won't want to go. Hell is a hot place, you know. You know, so we want you to make it to heaven. Want you to choose. Make Jesus your choice and make heaven your home on today, because without that, hell is going to be your home. We're born in sin, but you have to be born again. How do you be born again? You're going to eat. You invite Christ into your heart and in your life, and he will change your mind, and he will change your walk, and he will change your life, and you'll never be the same again. When you ask him to lead you and guide you, you move over and say, oh, no, you think you're handling things. No, give your life to Christ. Say, Lord, just do whatever needs to be done inside of me. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh, Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh, Lord. Oh, yes, personal journey on today. As I say, you know, it's just so much going on, everything. I was seeing that another article talking about down there in Houston. It's in Austin, Texas, you know, that dialogue I was telling you about. Now, a lot of y'all might not even understand that it's a Texas dies from, it says Texas dying from heat after governor bans mandatory water break. Oh, it's so important, y'all, you know, and I know I told y'all Bill Gates hooked up with Chelsea Clinton, you know, she's young, so, you know, the devil's always trying to, you know, you say, look, the Bible says that God called the young because they're strong, and the devil's trying to do the same thing. Whatever God does, the devil try to imitate y'all. So now Bill Gates saying that we're still overpopulated. He said, like, need, like, 3 billion more people to die. And y'all know, you know, a lot of times they let you know, the men of the earth let you know through movies and all, you know, and stuff, and through programs, you know, what their mind is on and what they intentionally want to do. A lot of times you need to pay attention. I'm constantly telling y'all, pay attention to the signs, you know, and like I said, he's hooking up, Chelsea Clinton hooking up with him, and this foundation is called a sterilization depopulation control. You never heard that speak for itself. Depopulation, sterilization, depopulation control. So the devil wants to kill, steal, and destroy your life today. Want to destroy our young people. You know, you get rid of the generation, well, it can't go on. It's just like, you know, when God made man and woman and then children, you know, but if the man get with man and don't have no kids and woman get with woman and don't have no kids, it stops the generation. So, you know, the devil wants to kill. Still, come on, y'all, wake up. He's killing, stealing, and destroying people's lives every day. He lying. You know, and they say, you know, this program that he hooking up with Chelsea Clinton, they want to start in South Africa. They say they want to get rid of all the black people and say, because they worthless. And, you know, and they say they already been already suppressed anyway. You know, I said, oh, my God. You know, I'm constantly telling y'all about different articles. Y'all get so stirred when I see the work of the enemy. Oh, my God. There's a 2-year-old child down in Korea. Sinners. Yeah, they sentenced a baby, 2 years old, into prison, and they showed the baby in a crib, and the reason why they sentenced this baby is because her parents was caught with a Bible.
Do y'all know there's power in the word of God? You see how the devil is just so upset over the word of God? Took the baby away from the parent. I guess that's the like a punishment to the parents, huh? But then we need to pray for that baby because we don't know what they're going to do with that baby. You know, man's mind is so perverted and so sick today. Oh, my God. My brother, I was talking to my brother today. He had called me, and we were talking. He was like, sis, he said, I don't even understand. He said, it seemed like everybody done lost their mind. I said, yes, America shall have that spirit of witchery and bewitching and, you know, enchantment, all that stuff, witchcraft, sorcery, all that stuff is in this nation. And these pastors and stuff, the devil using the church, religion, to get to y'all, you know. I'm telling you, it's just so much. These pastors ain't doing what they're supposed to do, you know. Oh, my God. And then, you know, I saw an article about the cashless society. It's just so much going on, y'all. We need to pay attention to every sign. It say economy collapsing and war and recession. Recession is dangerous. It's dangerous and it's ahead. Keep watch. That's what the name of that article was. I'm telling you. So, and it's so hot in so many different states and everything. The Bible said it won't be water but fire. Come on, y'all. Man going to destroy himself. Think he got him messing with the climate control. And come on now. You know, fish is dying in the sea, whales, everything. Come on. So hot that, you know, the cattle are passing out and dying. Come on. Oh, my God. The enemy killing, stealing, and destroying. Oh, my God. It's just so much going on. It's just so much. As I say, from week to week and from day to day, pay attention. Pay attention. The handwriting's on the wall. Pay attention. You can see it on the wall. So everybody can see it. The handwriting is on the wall. Oh, yes. Pay attention. I said, Lord, these pastors, oh, my God, I just get so upset by the stuff that I see because they leading, misleading and turning people's hearts away from truth. And, oh, my God, they just doing whatever the devil tell them to do. Let's go to Jude. Let's go to Jude. What's the Lord? Just show me what to do. And I pray that you are here. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say. He's talking to us. He wants to talk to us. I mean, these leaders today, you know what Jamal Bryant, you know, talking about cannabis, you know, growing cannabis at the church. Come on, y'all. These leaders have gotten all this, all about the lust. Flesh has gotten these men off like this. And it ain't just starting, you know. The devil been looking for a long time. His goal is to kill, steal, and destroy. You know, even, you know, years ago, they were talking about Jimmy Swaggart and Jim Baker and then Earl Pope and Eddie Long and Jamal Bryant. Just the list has just been going on and on for years. And the Bible says in Jude 1 and 4, it says, for there are certain men. That means these men already been picked out. Certain men who crept in. When somebody creep in, they snuck in unaware. You don't know it. You don't know they're coming. It say, who were before of old ordained condemnation. It says, ungodly men. Ungodly. That means they ain't saved. Ungodly men, turning the grace of God, our God, into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you, this is what has taken place in the house of God. These leaders, I'm telling you, they have turned their back on God and his word, and they just doing whatever they want to do. All in the name of Jesus. Oh, no. Oh, no. You know, he said, for they have crept in. Already hired now. Some of these already hired, already chosen for this job. They crept in. They was already hired, and they crept in unaware. for people not paying attention. You don't pay attention to what's being said to you. I remember Jake said, y'all going to kiss everything you know and goodbye. And yes, people have kissed everything they know and goodbye. My brother come up. You don't know, you don't understand what's going on. I'm telling you, it's witchcraft, you know. Galatians talks about it. It says, oh, foolish Galatians, who? That means a person. It takes a person to be with you, to trick you. Yeah, it said ungodly men. That means they're not holy. That means they're not saved. But ungodly men. It said turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness. Changing God's word. Yeah. It's changing God's word. You got to be careful what you hear. Yeah. Now, lasciviousness is a person's manners and gestures, feelings, and revealing of outer offensive sexual desires, lustfulness. It says, this is what's happened. Changing people's desire from God to lust. That's why it's gotten the church in the trouble they're in. They stop praying, and the men start seeking other things. The flesh is a mess. Nothing good in your flesh. That's why you got Jimmy Swagger, you know, going after some prostitute, and, you know, and she recognized him from the church, and, you know, and I'm quite sure she saw he was from a big church and got plenty of money, and she said, oh, you know, this is, you know, I got a good one here. I got a good catch here because he going to pay me because he, you know, he making a lot of money from the church. So, you know, I'm telling you, your flesh will get you in trouble. Trouble is easier to get in and hard to get out. Look at the church. I'm telling you, it's just so much ungodly men. They doing ungodly things. They ain't seeking God for real. They don't get along with God and pray. That's what got people off. No praying, no power. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. No prayer, no power. Come on now. Flesh and lust is controlling everything. Your body. I mean, you know, your head, you know, that's where your thoughts at. When that's off, everything off. Your body is off. When your head is off, oh, yeah. And these people, I'm telling you, it's just like in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Let's go down to verse 7. It said, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them, in like manner, giving heed over to fornication and going after strange flesh. That's what these deep preachers were going after strange flesh. Got a wife at home, you going after something else. And see, and it's and setting forth an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. It sounds like hell to me. That's the pay for sin, the wages, the consequences for your actions. Yeah, it's sin, it's death. The wages, the pay for sin, it's death. Oh my God, look at the church. Oh my God, and everything. Just lust everywhere. Witchcraft in America. You know, it's what it is. Somebody will cast a spell over you. These pastors and leaders doing in and everything in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Wake up, y'all. Wake up. Be careful where you go. Be careful who church you're going in. It used to be a time you said, just as long as you go to the church, you tell your church, as long as you go to the church, get yourself in there and get prayer. No. You can't say that today. You need to be careful where you eating from, because you could be eating from a dirty spoon today. These people lies, you may be eating from a dirty spoon. Who won't eat from a dirty spoon? You know, sometimes you go to the restaurant and they pass your spoon or fork and it's got dirt on you. Be like, hey, you still got food stains on here. I don't want this. You know, so it's best that they give you the plastic utensils, you know, than to be eating from those, you know, metal forks and spoons that's dirty, you know, sometimes because they don't clean them, you know, real good. And, you know, but I'm telling you, that's what has gotten the church in the trouble sin today. Lust. Need to come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. These men need to come to Jesus. They running out the money. same name. Yeah, to take you away from truth, to take you away from righteousness. Oh, yeah. Ireland. Hi, to take you away. Yeah, let's see what Jeremiah says about this. We're getting there. We're going to get there. I'm trying to help you to understand that these men of God and these leaders are leading you astray and away from truth. They're going out to strange flesh. Strange flesh. That's some strange stuff. It wouldn't be that way if they would did what God told them to do. He called them. Excuse me. He called them to preach the gospel, the good news. But these pastors, they doing just like this right here, Jeremiah 23. That's what they're doing. And the Bible says, Jesus said, woe be unto you, woe be unto the pastors that destroys and scatters the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. That's what's going on today. That's what's going on today. They're destroying people's faith. People turning away from the church, turning away from the word of God. They're looking at man instead of keeping your eyes on Jesus. And because man fell, you thinking God failed. Jesus never failed. Man might fail, but Jesus never failed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if these people had stayed on God and preached the gospel instead of running after prosperity, you know, and name and fame, the church wouldn't be what it is today. Now they're going to stop preaching the gospel and preaching evolution to you. Evolution and revolution and everything. But God's word. He said, woe be unto the pastors. He said, woe be unto you. Come on now. He said, that scatters the sheep of my pastors, saith the Lord. He said, therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, against the pastor. See, God got something against you because y'all just doing in and everything. You think in and everything goes, but it don't. We got to stick to the word of God. We got to stick to two biblical principles. The word ain't changing. Because you trying to make it change, it don't mean it's changed. God's word is still the same. And you can't change it. It says, therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel against the pastors that feed the people. That's what they're supposed to do. They're watchmen. They're gatekeepers for your soul. Supposed to be leading you and guiding you into truth, trying to tell you about righteousness, how to live right, how to talk right, how to have a good family, you know, a godly family, a praying family, you know, instead of war, fussing and fighting and cussing. No, they're supposed to be teaching you biblical principles to live by, something to help you. He said, look, against the pastors that feed my people, ye have scattered my flock and driven them away. People going away from the church, going away from God. And it's something. He said, and have visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you. He said, look, you ain't even going after the people. You destroying them, and they ain't even going after them. He said, but I'm going to visit you. He said, I'm going to visit you of the evil of your doing, saith the Lord. Oh, my God, judgment coming. That's why the Bible said judgment once again in the house of God. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And this is speaking really clear. You know, if you're sober-minded, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, a sober mind. Now, Jeremiah 23 and verse 14 says, I have seen also the prophets of Jerusalem horrible things. God sees this horrible thing that y'all doing in the house of God. He said, I see it. He said, they committing adultery. They sleeping with one another, wives and husbands. And, oh, just got everything going on in the name of Jesus. He said, and walking in lies. He's telling people lies, telling people God doing a new thing. That ain't what he said. He said, I'm the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. So he's lying to the people. He said, you're walking in lies. He said, you tell them there are many ways of God. And he said, Jesus is the only way. So see, truth versus lies. He said, they cursing, they drinking, they sexing it up in Jesus' name. Oh, my God. They lying to you, saying you can do all these things now, out with the old, in with the new. Man, ain't God. How can he tell you out with the old, in with the new? That's forwarding. That ain't real. Jesus' word, his God's word is truth. It's already settled forever. and strengthening also the hands of the evildoer. So that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. You see Dietrich Haddon and all them, you know, doing in and everything, and Jake coming up just shaking the front of his, you know, and stuff. They strengthening also the hands of evildoers. They strengthening the people that ain't saved. They looking at you saying, well, you're supposed to be saved, so, you know, if he do it and it's okay, you know, if he make it, I can make it too. That's not true. His is going to be somebody home here, and it don't have to be yours because it wasn't meant for you. It was only meant for Satan and those demons that fell. You know, people need to wake up. They tricking you. They bewitching you. It's witchcraft all over America. Enchantment, magic, spells, portions. They saying certain phrases and stuff when they preaching and using their hands and all that stuff. You know, and because you ain't in the Lord and strong as you supposed to be in his word, you fall for this stuff. You fall for this stuff. And the wrong is right and right is wrong. Good is evil, evil is good now. Come on. It said, and they all, and of all them unto me, as Sodom and Gomorrah, he said, look, they all, everybody, as unto him, as it was like in Sodom and Gomorrah. They doing the same thing, he's saying. He said, and the inhabitants thereof of Gomorrah, both cities, and the ones that were surrounded about them. Everybody, we right back to Sodom and Gomorrah, y'all. And it ain't just about the gays. It's about sin. It's about sin. Everybody that's sinning. It's about sin. You must be born again. Any sin that ain't right is wrong. And it's sin. It's called sin. All sin. Sin is sin. You know, big sin and a little sin. Sin is sin. And you need to come to Jesus. And he'll cleanse you of all your sins. I don't care what you've done. I don't care where you've been. I don't care who you've been with. He will forgive you of all sin. Even if you murder somebody, he will forgive you of all sin. You know? And the Bible says, shall we continue in sin? The word of God says, God forbid. That means no. No, no. No, we don't practice sin. You don't practice sin when you give your life to the Lord. You don't practice sin. You may, you know, fall or whatever, but you repent right then. You know, because you don't know where death is. You need to get it right and don't do it again. That's what repentance, true repentance, is that you ask God to forgive you and don't do it again. That's true repentance. Verse 21 of Jeremiah 23, it said, I have not sent these prophets, yet they run. So see, they're lying. God said, look, I ain't sent them. So y'all better be careful who y'all listening to. Be careful who you running behind. Y'all running behind Kendall Copeland and all these people with just as demonic as they can be, cutting their hands and putting blood and, oh, my God. And they drinking blood together and all that stuff. Oh, my God. Mm-mm. That's not God. That's demonic and it's of the devil. They doing it in the name of Jesus. They're going to say, yeah, we preached in your name. We healed in your name. But he's going to say, depart. I never knew you. Mm-mm. All your work was in iniquity. Yes, it was no good. In vain. Oh, yeah, because we don't do it as unto God. It's for nothing. It says, and the latter part of 20, let's see, that was 21. And let's go to 36. So it's 23 and verse 36. Of Jeremiah, the latter part says, for ye have perverted the word of the living God. These people have perverted word. Perverted it. Making it nasty. Just doing any and everything. All in the name of Jesus. And adding Jesus to it. He said, I ain't sent them. And then we go to Zacharias, the 11th chapter and the 17th verse. Still talking about these pastors. This is, I mean, like Jamal and them, these ungodly men. It says in verse 17, called them foolish shepherds. That's what he called, foolish shepherds. He said, woe to the idle shepherds. Woe Woe to the idle shepherds that leadeth the flock to the sword. This is to get killed. You know, to destroy your life. He said, woe be unto them. He said, shall be upon, and look, and it shall be upon his arm and upon his right eye, and his arm shall be dried up, and his right eye shall be utterly darkened. And that's what we're seeing today. That's what's taking place. Jason looked at the eyes of the church is closed. It sure is. They're in darkness, and they're leading on in darkness. Yeah. But the Bible was, you know, saying that Jesus is coming. He's coming soon. See the sign. Pay attention to the sign. Now, this is what the pastor's supposed to be doing right here. The word of God says in Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. What's going on with the preachers? Ain't preaching the word of God. They preaching prosperity and get your house and get your car. What happened to Jesus coming soon? Get right. Get your life right. You know, stay right. You know, help get your home together. You know, divorce is rampant. You know, I mean, every time you turn around, somebody getting a divorce, people was eating, drinking, and being married. I mean, you have a big wedding to pay all that money, and then next week, you going one way, he going another. That's what enemy, that's the enemy job. Kill, steal, and destroy to take you away. Oh, yeah. It says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Come on, y'all. But if the preachers ain't preaching it, how you going to hear it? They got to pray. They got to preach the gospel. But the Bible just say they are not preaching the gospel. They are scattering. They're scattering you. They're taking you away from the truth. Who can you hear without a preacher? The preacher got to preach the word to build up your faith in God. That's what teaching of the word of God does. It builds your faith to trust God. And the devil knows that. That's why they get on the 501(c) to take them away, to pay them off. Pay them off. They crept in unaware. Ordained for this, to take you away from truth. Their job. Yeah. Like I said, that church that Jesus in was Grant's church. Yeah. I'm telling you. And he went to prison for embezzlement of money. So they had to hurry him, get somebody in there. They got Jason there, little poor man, he said, back there off in the woods of West Virginia. Come on now. Now you got 30,000 people following you. Oh, come on now. You say you used to preach to the birds and trees and all that stuff in the woods. Come on now. These people pay hireling. They say, and so they're preaching prosperity. All of a sudden, TVN was prosperity. If you don't send them, you don't sow that seed, like if you don't sow that seed to their ministry, you know, God's going to kill you or God ain't going to bless you. Foolishness. The word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. You can get a house. You can get a car. You got to preach the gospel. Seek him. Seek the word of God. See, the enemy always trying to twist up my tongue because I be talking so fast, but you know what I'm saying. They preaching prosperity to you, and the Bible didn't say they're cheating. They're teaching lies to you. It does not say nothing about, you know, changing it to prosperity, preach to prosperity. It does not say that. It don't say that God want everybody to be rich. That's what they preaching to you. That's not biblical. That's not right. The Bible says, now what the Bible did say in Luke 7:8, for the poor you always have with you, but you do not always have me. That's what he said. That's what it said. You hear me? So he said, the poor you're going to have with you always. I was talking about brothers today, and we were talking about, you know, how all these preachers just taking, you know, manipulating the people and taking their money and, oh, just money lines and all that stuff. And we were talking, and I said, you know, that's how the devil come. I said, you know what, they need to go down there to Sin City, Las Vegas, old people, Skid Row. And look, all them different streets where people don't have nowhere to sleep. They sleeping in tents. And you don't have a place you can go use the bathroom. Come on. I mean, people living on the street. All those people, they ain't just one street, many streets. But these preachers, they flying all over the people. They're talking about they ministering to people, flying with your jets and, you know, million-dollar jets and stuff. Y'all flying all over the people that you're supposed to be serving. You're supposed to be a light to. You trying to get more money instead of getting money and helping those ones with misfortune. I was telling my brother today, I said, you know what? Everybody that's out there in Skid Row, that don't mean that they always ain't had nothing. Some of them doctors and lawyers and, you know, and had good jobs and you know, and something happened in their life, you know, something devastating happened in their life. And sometimes people go and get on drugs and get on, you know, get into crack cocaine, all the, you know, different drugs and, you know, trying to numb it and trying to take it away. It ain't going nowhere. It ain't going nowhere. You know, the devil tell you kill yourself, you know, he wants you to do that, you know. But it's so much need to be done. But like I said, these preachers are getting more money, getting more richer. I mean, they got houses. All them big houses you got enough to put all those people that's on the street in India and be a blessing to somebody. Because you just one room, you can't sleep in but one room at a time. You can be a blessing to somebody else, though. You know, you can give it to them. And, you know, and then they write it off because that's what they do anyway, taking more money, you know. It's just so much that the church could be doing, ain't doing, but these pastors are not doing what God told them to do. You know? And this stuff has been going on for years. In the house of God, even Eli. Eli was a priest, you know, and he was over God's house. And he had two sons, Hophni and Phinehas. And these was his sons. And, you know, and they were unsaved. But they will help run in the house of God. And you got a lot of people doing that today, unsaved. Unsaved. Ain't got Jesus, don't have a relationship with him. You know, don't pray, you know. Just talking. You know, people got a gift. You can have a gift to preach. You can have a gift to sing. But see, gifts are without repentance. You can have a gift and not know God. You can have a gift to preach and not know God. Some preachers be just had, you know, a relationship with somebody in the church and come walk right back in the church and get up there in the pulpit and preach. Come on, y'all. Come on. Lust. No good thing in your flesh. Yeah, but this is what Eli's sons and them were doing. They were messing with the women in the church. Sleeping with the women in the church, messing with them, having babies out of wedlock in the church. And, you know, we know Jamal Bryan been doing it for years, and he ain't the only one. There's a lot of them preachers in there having babies and got wives and families at home, destroying your family, destroying your home, destroying your children. Because they thought you really loved them, you know, and you was just with their mama and you with everybody's mama. Come on, y'all. I'm telling you. I get to thinking about all this stuff that's taking place, and the Word of God tells you. It ain't nothing new under the sun. There are examples in the Word of God for you to live by. And, you know, Eli didn't correct his sons. He knew what his sons was doing in the house of God. And people know these leaders, they're supposed to be overseeing other ministers and stuff. You see what they're doing, and you don't correct them. And a lot of y'all crooked, too. So that's why, probably, you know what I'm saying? It's so much stuff to God's house. I'm telling you, that's why he had to judge it. He had to judge it. Just like when he went in and turned over the chamber, money chambers, because they were doing in and everything in there, you know, selling, you know. And they're doing the same thing today, selling shirts and selling somebody's book and selling somebody's tape and, you know, all that. And you got your own personal Bible in there, and you want people to read about your life, and they need to be reading about Christ's life so you can have a life like Christ. You want to be like him and not like you, you know. But I'm telling you, the church is in a terrible state. In a terrible state. We need to get this stuff right. Get back into the Word of God. Get back into the Bible. He wants to save your soul. And like I said, you know, even he didn't correct his sons. And these leaders are not correcting these men in the church. They got overseers and stuff. They ain't correcting them. Make you wonder about them, like I said. These ungodly things that they're doing in the house of God. Who in the world want to see a cannabis on the church property? Come on. Never in your life, this crazy stuff, ungodly stuff. Flesh is a mess. Nothing good in your flesh. Yeah. Pay attention. They feeding you dirt. That's what they're doing. They dirty spoons. They dirty spoons feeding you. You eating from a dirty spoon. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. And then there was Moses. You know, Moses was Aaron's brother. I mean, yeah, Moses and Aaron was brother. And Aaron had two sons, you know, and which was Moses' nephews. And they, that was not Nadab and Abihu. And they did the same thing. Strange fire in God's house. I'm telling you, this is disobeying God's word. He already told them what they, you know, the instructions for the house. But they start bringing in strange stuff, incense, and just doing everything in God's house. Strange stuff. There's some strange stuff in the house of God, y'all. And I saw one video where a lady was doing a manicure on another lady, and everybody standing around with their hands up like they feeling the presence of the Lord. It's sick. It's sick. It was just like going into a salon and getting your feet pedicure. It's a shame. All in the name of Jesus, anything goes. Oh, my God. Wake up, church. This is not right. It's not right. Doing anything in God's house. Yeah, like I said, and you know what? Eli and his sons, they die. There's a price. The wages and the pay for sin is death. And Nadab and Abihu, they died too. Yeah, you have caused an early death for yourself by going out of the will of God, you know? Oh, my God. God commanded them to do, you know, what he had told them to do, which he had selected them to serve in the house of God with their father. Yeah, Aaron. They're supposed to be serving the people on the behalf. You know, they're supposed to be serving the people of God. And that's what these pastors are supposed to be doing, serving the people of God. They're not doing that. They've been serving you. Oh, my God. It's just so, so much going on. You're supposed to be serving people to live a righteous life. But they ain't doing that. But this generation and this nation have failed God. I'm telling you, they turn their back on God. Back on God and God's word. He said, I marvel that you soon turned away. Oh, yes. People have turned away. And Proverbs 29:1 says, a man who remains stiff-necked after many rebukes will suddenly be destroyed. Oh, my God. He keep rebuking y'all. He keep telling y'all, come on, give your life to me. Come on, give me a try. He keep warning y'all. He's warning you. The signs are in your face. You see all these things that people are doing, and some of y'all in the church, and y'all see things that's not in the church. You're still there. What is it going to take? You're going to answer to God by yourself. So y'all trying to be with the crowd and be with the groups and all that stuff, you know, sisterhood, brotherhood, and, oh, you my man, give me a dap and give me you. Oh, come on. What is going on? God's house is totally different from any other house. And you're supposed to be a man and woman of God. You're supposed to be different from any and everybody else. The word of God says you're in this world but not of this world. We don't act like the world. And we don't walk like the world. We don't talk like the world. We don't act like the world. You're in it, but not supposed to be of it, doing what they're doing. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But we see, you know, I'm telling you, oh, it's just everything going on. Everything going on. Lord help. Lord help us. Lord help us. Lord help us. Yes, Lord help us. I'm telling you, just strange things. Strange things going on in the house of God. Totally. Isaiah 56 and verse 10 said, let's go. Isaiah. Lord, help me to help somebody. Lord, help me. Oh, my God. Help me to help somebody. The scales will fall off their eyes, Jesus, that they can see you high and lifted up. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You hear so many people that, you know, lost their mind and losing their mind and stuff. They need to read about Nebuchadnezzar. He lost his mind and was out, you know, in the grass for 7 years. Seven, complete. Seven. That's what the number seven is, completion. He was in there, out there, in, you know, thinking because he thought he was God himself. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But he got his mind back. And when he got his mind back, You were praising God. So I'm telling you, God made a man. He knows. He knows. Isaiah 56. We here at the Reddit Church just want to make a difference. Want to tell you, when you tried everything else has failed, please try Jesus. He will never fail you. He will never fail you. I'm telling you, man might make you promises and renege on it, take it back. I never leave you, honey, and all that kind of stuff. And you look, first thing, when you do something they don't like, they're gone. But, you know, I'll never leave you, though. Here's another one talking about the watchmen and talking about these pastors that are leading people astray. Now, I ain't saying this stuff. The Word of God is saying it. It says in Isaiah 56 and verse 10, it says, his watchmen. Talking about God's pastors and leaders. It says, his watchmen are blind. They blind now. Oh, yeah. They blind just doing in and everything. You know, in and everything goes in the house of God. You blind. You don't got blind to the truth now. You know, you done did wrong so long till you, it done became normal to you. You know, it's just like, you know, something that you might have been believe and stuff. And then, you know, after a while, you start compromising. You compromise a little bit, and then you compromise a little bit more. And the more you compromise, the less, you know, you believe in, you know, in Christ. Because that's what the enemy did with Eve. He went in the garden. The went in the garden. The serpent went in the garden and started talking to her. To change our belief system, and a lot of these pastors have got you to change your belief. You don't believe like you used to. You ain't serving God like you used to. You ain't praying. You ain't seeking God like you used to. Why? Because somebody bewitched you. These pastors have bewitched you. The Word of God said right here, it said, his watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. Now, I said, the Word said it. He called them ignorant. They're ignorant for all the stuff they're doing. You know, Dietrich Haddon and all them and Kirk Frank, all this mess that they're doing in God's house ought to be shaming themselves. All of them ought to be shaming themselves. He ain't no pastor, but I'm talking about the pastors up here. It said his watchmen are blind. They're all dumb, ignorant. They're all dumb dogs. He called them a dog. You know what a dog is. Dogs can be nasty, you know. They clean themselves and lick themselves and all that kind of stuff, you know, can be nasty, you know. He called them dumb dogs. And he said, and they cannot bark. Look, a dumb dog don't bark. Who want a dog that don't bark? A dog that don't warn you of danger. Don't nobody want no dog that don't bark. What good is the dog? If they ain't going to bark and let you know, you know. And these pastors are supposed to be barking. They're supposed to be saying something. They're supposed to be telling you the truth. But they ain't barking no more. He said they're dumb dogs and cannot bark. They cannot bark because they got their 501c. They cannot bark because, you know, they exchanging for money, 30 pieces of silver, like Jude. They betraying Jesus. That's what they're doing. That's what all of them doing. They're betraying Jesus and don't care. But hell going to be your home. I pray that it don't. I'm praying that these leaders will get right, turn their face toward the wall like Hezekiah. Turn your face to the wall that God may add to your life before it's too late, and you may minister truth to somebody. The Word of God said they cannot bark. They ain't telling nobody the truth. They say they're sleeping. That's what you're saying. And yeah, they're sleeping. They're all in the bed with in and everybody. You know, they're laying down. Yes, loving to slumber. They're loving what they're doing. Oh, yeah, loving it, too. He said, yay, they are greedy dogs. It's money. It's about money, y'all. All about money. That's why they were preaching prosperity to you. It's all about money. How many, can I get a 1,000 people to give me $1,000? Can I get 100 people to give me $500? Come on. These games and gimmicks that the church is using. Wake up. Run. Get out of there. Get your Bible and read it. Study and live holy until Jesus comes. It says they are greedy dogs. See, some of these pastors, which can never have enough. They ain't got enough to get one mansion, one another mansion. They got a mansion on one side of town, another mansion in another city, another mansion. All these mansions. And you can't sleep in but one at a time. He's telling you. God's word is warning us, telling us. Just stay on God. Watch the sign. Watch people. They're fruit. Watch their life. I mean, you know Jason and them won't doing what they're doing now. He would never came out dancing and doing all the stuff he's doing, and you know. Oh my God, and saying little things, Lord have mercy. Ooh, some mama, something big dog, and all. Come on, y'all. Oh my God, that's street language. You shouldn't be coming out of a man of God's mouth. Can you hear Jesus saying that mess? What's up, dog? Dog? That's a dirty animal. I just showed you. He said all dumb. He said they all dumb dogs. Lord have mercy. He said, and they are shepherds that cannot understand. They don't even understand now. So far gone, don't understand. He said they're all looking to their own ways. Yeah, philosophizing you with their own thoughts and what they, you know, now, like Jay talking about God doing a new thing, there are many ways of God. How you going to change God's word? How are you? You ain't God. You ain't made no trees. You ain't made no birds and bees. You ain't made no sky. You ain't made no moon. You can't do it. You ain't made no ocean. You can't do that. You can't do that. You're not God. Oh, my God. They say their own thoughts. They telling you what. Look at all them titles to all his little books and stuff. They ain't even godly. They ain't even godly. Just telling you to be yourself. It's all about you. That's what the devil wants you to do, to take you away from God's truth, biblical truth. Yeah, if you worshiping yourself, and if you, he still got you, because you still ain't worshiping Jesus, and you know they're saying just be God. You a little God. I'm a God. You a God. Everybody a God. If you God, and that one is God, we don't need God, right? Come on, it don't make sense. Have it make sense to me. It's not making sense. It don't make sense. It said every one of his gain from his own quarters, you know, their own thing, you know, they're doing their own little thing. Everybody in their little groups and their little clubs and, you know, the churches got all these little cliques and stuff. Come on. They said, come ye. They say, I will fetch drink. Come on, we're going to have a good time. I'm going to fetch drink and we'll fill ourselves with strong drink. Yeah, they're going back to drinking. Now, you said, you know, you used to be a drunk. Some of these pastors, somebody was drunk. And, you know, I was an alcoholic and God, he delivered me and he set me free and I was on drugs and now he's going back. And come on. What's going on? What's going on? This is not God's house. They say, hey, look, we're gonna fill ourselves with strong drink. Like I said, some of these pastors, they wives, they tell it too. Oh, my wife, we had some wine and we had some beer and we had this and we did that. Oh, my God. They say, and tomorrow shall be as this day. We're going to keep doing it every day. We're going to party every day. We'll have strong drink and much more abundance. We're going to have a lot of fun. That's what the devil is doing. He's having a fun. He's having fun deceiving y'all, taking y'all away from truth because the ungodly people, ungodly leaders, leading you astray, yeah, and away from truth, from God's word. Strange stuff, y'all. Strange stuff. Now you got some of these strange men in there with strange women. Yeah. A lustful woman. That's what a strange woman is, a lustful woman. You know, an ungodly woman. Oh, my God. You know, oh, my God. Yeah. Let's read. Let me see. Ungodly, 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 ungodly. Just ungodly stuff. You know, Solomon, he loves strange women, too. His wives turn his heart away from God, and he starts serving their gods. You know, you get hooked up with the wrong woman, you know. Oh, my God, she can take you somewhere. Oh, they can take you somewhere. Solomon did evil in the eyesight of the Lord by not doing what David, you know, told them. Making unwise decisions with strange women, burning incense and sacrificing unto God. That's in 1 Kings 1, 1 Kings chapter 11, 1 through 8. Read about it. I'm not going to read it today, but I'm just telling you about these things, and I'm giving you scripture. You can go back and read it yourself. You need to read it for yourself, too, because we don't want you to be handicapped, you know, you start depending on other people and you won't read it and get it for yourself. But we want you to do like the Berean Christian. You know, search the scripture for yourself and see whether it be of God. See what they're saying to you. See what dicting them up there saying to you. Is it from the Bible? Is it from biblical truth? We can look at their life, their fruit, and see, you know. Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, yeah. So we see, you know, there was a warning. There was a warning to Solomon from his father. Yeah, he addressed all this. Yeah. And, you know, just being sleeping with all these women, strange women, okay? Now, strange women is actually a woman not instructed in the law, meaning the laws of God. That's what a strange woman is, a lustful woman. Not instructed, ain't been taught of the things of God. It said, as were the women of Israel and the consequences who tends to practice and encourage adultery, a promiscuity. Yeah. It's in nine chapters, was written by David to Solomon to warn him about these strange women. These strange women will take you somewhere. Yeah, they have you doing things. They show you a lot of things. You know, he was telling them, you know, he was trying to urge his son. And, you know, a lot of these pastors, I know they have urged their son and warned them. You know how, you know, to stay on the lookout for these women, you know, the ungodly women, you know. And so David, like I said, he warned his son of all these strange women. Just a minute. My grandson. And like I said, he warned his son, but he didn't take heed. You know, and a lot of these people and pastors and stuff today, they ain't taking heed. They ain't following after what their father did. They saying, you know, I heard was saying, you know, we can't use the same thing that the generation used before us. Where is that in the Bible? The Bible said, what I say to one, I say to all. And why does Noah had to preach? He preached 120 years. Some of us will never see 120 years. He preached 120 years the same message. The message didn't change. Jesus is coming, and you better get right. That's what he was preaching. You know? But now, you know, they're saying, you know, even Jakes, I heard him say, you know, you just can't win people with just the word. Why not? That's what you, what else? What else do they need if you don't give them the word? You don't offer them everything but the word, and it's supposed to keep them? The only thing to keep you is the word of God, honey. When your mind, when the devil talking to your mind and he's feeding you with all kinds of thoughts and all that stuff and telling you to do this and do that, you know that ain't right? Ain't nothing else going to work but the word of God. He didn't keep your mind stayed on him. That's what the word of God said. Now, we're going by what the word of God said. He said, I will keep thee in perfect peace. Whose mind? No. What is your mind? It stayed on him, not them. Not James and them. What they say, you know, how you know what you need to do and stuff. We stick with what the word of God tells us to stick with. And that's his word. The word don't change. This is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. So who are we to change anything? We're not God. You're not God. I'm not God. We'll never be. You'll never be God. You ain't made nobody. It's him that has made us. I read it to you the other day. Psalms 100 and verse 3. It's he that has made us. God made you. And not we ourselves. Jinx ain't made nothing. Jinx got to die just like everybody else. Got to give an account just like everybody else. And one either she stand up there talking about, I'm indebted to you for the rest of my life. Who are you to be indebted to a man that's just a year older than you? You indebted to him. That's the mind. That's witchcraft in America, honey. You got a spell over your mind that you think that he's God and you indebted. And then he come a woman, thy sins be forgiven thee. Who is he? What do you think, he's a priest or something? And then the priest, I mean, doing like the priest, but that ain't right. The priest, he ain't God either. The Pope ain't God. Jesus ain't God. No. God is gone all by himself. Don't need no help. And can't nobody help him anyway, because he made us, and we not ourselves. We ain't made nothing. This nation is falling. It's falling. Morals, values, falling. Don't care. Just tolerate it and everything goes. Don't say nothing. Just keep your mouth closed. Just tolerate it. Just compromise. That's what people are doing. Oh, no. No, I saw a book that somebody had wrote named John Exhort or something. And wrote a book that said, try the spirit. Try the spirits. But the word of God, what we do, we try the spirit by the word of God. Because look, if you try the spirit by the spirit, the person can be in the wrong spirit. And you got something going on then. You know? But you try the spirit by the word. That's how we try it. And if it ain't don't line up with the word of God, avoid it. Throw it out. Don't take it in. Don't take it into your spirit. We walk by faith and not by sight, trusting only in his holy word. My grandson, he's having a praise break. He had a praise break with me right now. He keep coming in. He loved the word of God, and he loved that song, Don't You Be Deceived. He can even find it. He can find Don't You Be Deceived. He played almost every day, and I thank God. He only 3 years old, just turned three, and he was doing it when he was two. I'm telling you, God is an awesome God. He said they'd be wicked and wise, and I'm telling you, they are. Yes, they are. But and Paul warned Timothy, his spiritual son in the gospel. Yeah, he mentioned about the, he was telling him about the gospel, that people would come in with all these different trends and stuff in the last days. Just bringing in everything in the house of God. You know, the Spirit of the Lord has departed. Has departed. Ichabod is on the door, post of the house. Because with all this stuff in there, the Spirit of the Lord has departed. It's gone. But, you know, God don't, that's why these preachers will be preaching about faith. Faith. They help you keep your faith in God. So when wind come and the storms blow, the wind blow and the storms come, you'll be able to stand. Like I said, some of those people living on the street and stuff, they, you know, may have had a lost loved one and they, you know, didn't know how to deal with it and stuff, and they just couldn't go to work. And then, you know, it played with their mind, and then they start drinking, and then they look and they lost their job, and then you look and they lost their home, then they look and they, you know, they weren't working, so they lost their car, and then they living on the street. Things happen. And there's the job for the church is to minister to people. Let them know there's hope. God will help you. If you seek him, he will, you know, he will change your life. He give you a new life in Christ. But the Bible says, you know, in this last hour, he said some will depart from the faith. And I'm telling you, people are leaving the faith. Yeah. They're leaving the faith. Look around you. See the signs? People cautiously. They don't care. You know? Cautiously. You used to be cautious about what you take in. We ain't cautious now. You can take in anything. Anything goes. Everything goes. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. Uh-uh. The Bible said, no, what you have to do is deny you. Take up your cross, follow him. Like I said, everybody got to give an account. You got to die. I got to die. Everybody. It's appointed to man wants to die and then judgment. But see, when you die in the Lord, you're going to live again, because the Bible talks about there's going to be a new Jerusalem, a new heaven, and a new earth. For this heaven and earth going to pass away. He's going to do it again. Just like we are at the offspring of Noah. God cleansed the earth, because I'm telling you, there's so much stuff going on just like it's going on there. The children was corrupt. Look at some of these children. They're cussing like grown folks. They're babies. They twerking, they doing their little bodies, and the parents think it's cute. And then somebody go out there and rape your baby because you put them out there like that. Isn't that right? But you did it. You know what I'm saying? Come on. We need to get our house in order. We need to get our families in order. We need to get our home in order. We need to pray. And we need to teach our children. You know? But the TV teaching your children. You just let them entertain, you know, in Disney. And y'all ain't just, oh, my God. Walt Disney, oh, you need to be careful. Oh, no. They even got a new one out called Praise Peter. Oh, my God. Sacrifice and blood sacrifice and, oh, my God, all the gross stuff and demonic stuff. And you just let your child just sit there and listen to it. And then when your child get mad with you because you ain't putting in the tape they want, the devil get on them, and then they killing the parents for a game. That never in my life. For a game. Who won't die in my game? She won't let me play with my game. She took my game away from me. Demons are real. Demonic spirits are real. They talk to people's mind. They have people doing things. They possess your body. Demonic spirits. Oh, my God. Witchcraft in America, y'all. It's in America. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Solomon, you know, like I said, you know, he was marrying all these foreign women. Yeah. That led him. Led him. Oh, my God. You're supposed to be leading people, but led him. And this nation into a deadly compromise, just like today, with adultery practices and, you know, all these New Age practices and moon worshipers, star worshipers, stargazers, and all this stuff. The Bible said Solomon loved many strange women. And some of y'all brothers, y'all love many strange women. Y'all don't wife at home, but you're loving many strange women. That's turning your heart away from God, the true and living God. The Bible says, and Solomon did evil in the eyesight of the Lord. Yeah, you'll be doing some things you ain't never done because of who you is. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Be careful who you're sleeping with. Sleeping with the enemy. Oh, yeah. Turning your heart away from God. Oh, yeah. Oh, you used to be a man of God. Oh, yeah. Now, look at you. Look at you now. The Bible says a strange woman is called a foolish woman. Proverbs 9:13. Yeah, it's called a foolish woman. You know, called a folly. You know, a foolish, just foolish. But the Bible says in Proverbs, a virtuous woman. Don't you want to be a virtuous woman? Oh, my God. I'm talking to women and men today about your lust, about your flesh, nothing good in it. I'm telling you today, a virtuous woman is a wise woman, a woman of wisdom. Don't you want to be like that? Huh? Proverbs is vital important. This is like vital signs. It's vital for your health. Oh, yes. That's a book of wisdom. Proverbs. Oh, come on, get some wisdom today. Come on. Come on. Seek the Lord while you may be found. Call upon a wise man. Come on. They said a wise woman. A wise woman. You can live. A wise woman. There's a Christian woman. You know? Yeah. But a folly. Oh, my God. Folly is none other than a lure to Satan, for her house is the way of hell. That's what the Bible says. That's the Bible. Let's read it. Proverbs 7:27. Let me see. Proverbs. Let's see what Proverbs 7:27. It says, talking about a folly woman, you know, a loose woman, or, you know, ungodly woman. It says, for she has cast down many wounds. Oh, no, that's verse 16. I mean, number 17. I mean, 27. It says, her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. That's what it leads you to. Be careful who you're sleeping with, y'all. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? The Bible says he that finds a wife finds a good thing. Oh, yeah. But some of y'all finding them. Y'all ain't doing it the way the Bible said do it. And then you want to know why you get what you get. You know, because you didn't wait on God. You went for yourself. You went and picked that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But like I said, you know, Eli, his sons, Nadab and Abihu, these, you know, all four of them boys, two was Eli and two was Aaron's son. Oh, it cost them. It cost them. They were not committed. They were not committed to Jesus. They were not committed to God. They weren't dedicated to Christ. They had no relationship, and no relationship brings no fellowship. Come on, y'all. Oh, people just got some unnatural desires today. That's unnatural. Oh, my God. Some sick stuff going on. A lot of sick stuff going on. In the name of Jesus, uncleanliness, unholiness, unrighteousness. Oh, my God. Genesis 48. Let's go to 48. And then I'm closing. Every time I come on, I pray that I made a difference. I pray that I give you something to think about, because we're running out of time. The Bible says redeem the time, for the days are evil. They are certainly evil, and it's not getting any better. Every time you turn around, I heard today that a man was riding his motorcycle going up on an interstate, and they don't know if he had a heart attack or what, but he kept going, and he went over the balcony, the whatever. I can't think right now. And right into the trees. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You never know where death is. You leave home, you don't know if you're going to make it back. See, none of us know where death is. A lot of people have left home and had no idea you weren't coming back. You know? Oh, my God. Like I said, witchcraft is in America all over. Get your thought back. Get your mind in the Word of God. You can have a hiding place, the safest place in the whole wide world. Is it being the will of God? The will of God is His Word. No better place to be than in God's Word. Soak your mind in the Word of God. And He said, I'll keep thee in perfect peace. He gave you that peace that surpasses your own understanding. Where you don't understand when chaos and confusion and people, you know, don't know what to do and which way to go, He give you peace. And be like, I don't know, that person still so jolly. I got a friend that's so jolly, I tell you. Two of them. One's a man and one's a lady, I tell you. And they're just so jolly. Always got a good spirit. That's how God does. Yeah. Give you joy that's unspeakable. That's as sweet as it can be. Yeah. Anyway. Excuse me. And it says, and thy issues, which thou begettest after them, shall be thine, and shall be called after the name of their brethren and their inheritance. You know? That's, you know, we're talking about, like, you know, children of Israel. You know, they said unto themselves, any woman, any man has and run and just running from here to there, they got issues in their flesh. That's what it's talking about. You got issues in your flesh. You got issues. Unclean. Unclean, unclean, unclean. Oh, my God. But we go to Reddit Church. We want to help you. We want to help you. To seek the Lord while He may be found.
Call the kind of bodies near.
Oh, yes. Need to hear a word from the Lord. We here at the Reddit Church just want you to hear. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for your word as a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. We thank you, O God, for the listeners on today. We pray that we've said something to change their lives and change their hearts, and that they will seek your word and that they will study your word and let the word get inside of them, O God. You said everything is going down but your word. Lord, we pray for those that are battling different things in their body and their soul and their mind. You are healer on today. Oh, what a healer you are, oh God. You heal the mind, the body, and the soul, the total man. You are a healer on today. You are a mind regulator on today. You are a heart fixer on today. You said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, he wouldn't have told us. He said, go to prepare a place for us. He's going to prepare a place for you. I heard Jake say, your heaven is right here on earth. See, that's not the word. The word of God said he's going to prepare a place for you. You know, he's going to prepare a place for us. You know, and that place is called heaven. You got to live right. You got to invite Christ in your heart and in your life, and he will lead you and guide you from earth to glory. It's your basic instructions before leaving earth. That's what the Bible is. So we here at the Reddit Church just want to make a difference in your life on today. Be blessed. We need a word from the Lord. A word from the Lord. Just one word from the Lord. It removes all the doubt and calls the sun to shine and give us peace of mind. Oh, speak, Lord. Speak. Speak, Lord. God bless you, Reddit Church. Speak, Lord.